that is, we never work with terrorists. Terrorists make demands, the insurance company. Because if we would hand over a woman, supposing they surrounded us, and we handed over a woman, right? So what are they going to learn? They'll learn from that, that they could ask for five more. The answer to terrorists is no. The greatest moment, one of the great moments of it, not such a great president of the United States, you will remember, and I remind people that are old enough to remember, one of the great moments in our history was President Jimmy Carter, believe it or not. Because if you remember, or if you don't remember, we had a group of hostages in Iran. A group of Americans were taken hostage in Iran. Can you tell me what year, if anybody remembers what year?
1980.
Hostages were taken in Iran, American embassy. And at the time, the Ayatollah Khomeini was in control of Iran. And it just happened to be that in America at the time, the Shah of Iran was in a hospital in America, an operation. The enemy of the Ayatollah Khomeini was the Shah of Iran. And here he was in America. And the Ayatollah Khomeini turned to Jimmy Carter, and he told him openly, you hand over the Shah of Iran, and we'll give you back the hospital. It was a very attractive deal. We have no great love for the Shah of Iran. We certainly wanted the American hostages back. Ram Zokhur Osel Hila Yeshakon Alam of the Shah Akas. The one great decision that Carter made, Carter said under no circumstances. And he refused to hand over the Shah of Iran to the Ayatollah Khomeini. And why did he refuse to hand over the Shah of Iran to the Ayatollah Khomeini? You understand that? Because if he would have handed over the Shah of Iran, sure, he would have gotten the hostages. But every country in the world would have learned that all you have to do is take American hostages and you get what you want. And the answer to terrorists is defiance. So I would ask Shiloh, I'd at least ask, the worst situation, these women would have been alive after the war. If I'm going to be as principled on the William Brown, if I'm going to say on the William Brown, oh, they're making the sea, he's making it a man for 7-8 people, whatever it is, I'm going to hand over 7-8 people to die. Because if I don't, they'll all die. And if I'm going to say, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, we're all going to die. Why should 40 people die if 30 can live? And you can't point to passage 3, because in passage 3, everyone will be alive after this principle is applied. If I apply that principle to the William Brown, everyone will be dead. Not everybody has to die. I'm asking a short question. I'm just raising the question. It's not such a simple matter. It's a very difficult moral issue. But I'll tell you the answer. I'll let the answer is unequivocal and it's clear. And that is, you have passage 3 in front of you. Passage 3 is really a Tosefta, it's also Yerushalmi. And right after these lines in the Tosefta and in Yerushalmi, it says as follows. And if the pagans who surround the group of women say, hand over a woman to be killed, or else we will kill all of you, let them all be killed. While Yimsu and Nefer Shachas Yisrael. Halacha makes no difference between rape and murder. Unequivocal. Allah is very clear. So the answer is, we retain the principle. We don't hand over innocent people to an enemy. Even if it means we will all lose our lives.
And that it even may be kind of honest, because when you talk about the Yahudi individual you're going to sacrifice, it's worth if you are giving, letting them kill.
Yes. Anything else. And by the way, notice how strong halacha is. Somebody mentioned in passing before. No one's asking here the Jews to commit rape. Hand over the woman. All that the Jews are being asked are is to physically take someone and hand that person over. The answer is Yehari Gayavar. Yehari Gayavar, if you lay down your life, we usually think only applies in 3 cases. We all know the 3 cases. Avodah Zarah, Shechitas Damim, Gilui Arayos. I'm not being asked here technically to do Avodah Zarah. I'm not being asked here to do Arayos. We're not raping anybody. I'm not being asked here to commit the crime. All I'm being asked here is to hand the person over. I'm being asked to decide who should be handed over. The answer is you can't do it. Can't do it at all. It's not exactly the same thing, but halakhically it becomes the same.
So about their self to save everyone else?
It's a very big shayla, that it's a machloket sapos. It's going to depend on the circumstances. I'm not going to go into that word. It depends on the circumstances.